is our faith in Jesus Christ, for those of us who claim to be a follower of Christ and give our life to Him, how's it making a difference in how we actually choose to decide to live our lives when it comes to the roadblocks in life, you know, marriage issues, finance, life, attitude, spending, health, you name it. How's it make a difference? And should it? And should it be different for those of us who are followers of Christ? All right, I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer, Amy, and Stephen here in our studios and our team around the building and around the country. We're glad to be a part of your life. Come on in. We're continuing on from our discussion from yesterday that focused on the question, how has your faith in Christ, as follower of Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your life, how has that resulted in how you live? One thing that's made a difference in your life that you can give a shout out and really tell the story of what God's doing. You can share that on our storyline, 888-888-1717. Yesterday, if you heard the show yesterday, I read off some of the top states that were most religious and where some of our listening areas fell on that list. And I think I got through all of them, but I failed to mention Michigan and Arizona. How do you think Michigan, and out of the 50 states, how do you think Michigan and Arizona fell? Now, the question really is the people responding to a survey on how important religion is in their lives and attending services at church and saying that they pray daily. We went through the other states, many of the other states yesterday, but for some reason, I didn't get to the page to mention Arizona and Michigan. Where do you think you all fall? Which state of the two are most religious, Michigan or Arizona? Tell you in a minute, according to the survey. First, we're going to get to the calls, though, as we hear the stories of friends around the country. Let me go to Catherine in Michigan. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. How has your faith in Christ made a difference in your life?
Well, faith in Christ has made me want to show up for people, friends and family members, in their highs and lows of life. My mother-in-law has been having some vertigo episodes and things like that, and she needed to go a couple places today and was going to take herself. And I just said, you know what? I've got the baby. Let's just go. I'll pick you up. It'll make it fine. And there he is now.
There he is. Proof positive.
Yes. And then even the positive as well. I'm in my 30s. A lot of people in my age group are getting married and having babies and just, you know, showing up with a meal after they have a baby or when they find out they're pregnant, a little something dropping off on their porch, hope you feel better soon if they're sick, you know, things like that.
What do you think, Catherine? How much of this is our personality, you know, I'm wired to be helping people, and how much of it is really a prompting from, a prompting from the Spirit to say, hey, even though it's not within my want today, I'm going to do this because of being a follower of Christ?
I believe that Christ is the one who made our personalities, and I think that I believe that He puts a desire in our hearts when, and I believe He puts people on our hearts when they are excited or going through something, and showing up when the Spirit prompts us, I feel is important.
Yeah, amen. Tell me, you said you had one child?
I have one so far. We actually are going to have another one pretty soon in October.
Congratulations. Tell me about the baby. What, boy, girl, what's the name?
A boy. His name's Noah.
And so what makes Noah special? What is it about being a mom so far you've noticed about him and yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I can see his personality shining through. He's 10 months old, and he's just starting to crawl around. And
he never screams, though. He never does that. That's
yeah, no, he never does that.
No. Only when Dad's around, right? All right, we'll let you get back to mothering today. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Have a good day. Thank you.
And let me just say this to Catherine and others. You can see the personality when they're young, and often it doesn't change. Our granddaughter, our oldest, is graduating from high school this year. She's a precious, beautiful young lady. So bright, National Honor Society, chaplain at the National Honor, all the things I never did. And making decisions about, I share all that to say this. Her parents, Evan was sharing some pictures from when she was a little baby, getting ready for graduation and so on. And you could see her personality in those pictures. Excited and happy. And isn't it interesting how we can see a lot of who we become early on in our life? That's why the Bible tells us, I think, train up a child in the way they should go, finding their unique bent and then helping shape them and guide them that they can become all that God intends for them to be. Another topic for another day. Let's take a quick break, Jennifer. We'll be right back. We're taking your calls and hearing the stories of people who are telling us about one thing in their life they see has made a difference as a result of their faith in Christ.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
A couple years ago, I accidentally turned to your station, and it has helped both me and my husband come to Christ. And its message has really, really helped us through the past 2 years through financial and family problems. And through you guys, we have helped my mother-in-law, and I just had a baby a year ago, and it's really helped me with that.
And that is why intentional living exists. It really does. And we say every day, we appreciate it for your support. I remind you that your really practical way of being intentional and supporting the ministry is making a difference. And thank you for doing that. When you call 888-888-1717, press number 2, talk to our staff. Or anytime, go online and just plug in with us at theintentionallife.com. And while you're there, a lot of helpful resources as well. Click on the donate icon, theintentionallife.com. And I say thank you in advance. All right, let me go to line 2 in Michigan. Is this Tim, the bus driver, Tim, that I know, who's called from time to time? How you doing, Tim?
Good, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, appreciate your call. You still driving that bus?
Yes, sir. I'm sweeping it right now as we speak.
All right. You mean kids make a mess?
I think we all make messes. But kids do a pretty good job.
Yeah, they're good at it. They learn from us. All right. How's faith in Christ, Tim, making a difference in your daily life?
It's my environment that I'm in. You become a product of your environment. So for me, it's one of my reading. What am I thinking? What am I listening to? And my environment is like going into my church every week, serving at church, being around like-minded people, because you tend to lean towards what you're thinking. And I have to start my day every day with the Bible. Because if I don't do a little daily study, I'll drift off, and then I won't be a good bus driver for the kids.
Yeah, that's right. Your environment does make a difference. It's huge. And how's it change your attitude during the day and just how you live, do you think?
I'm pretty blessed because my wife works at the church, and so she's got a positive attitude. But my goodness, you get out in the workplace, any place, and just the negative people, I just have a really hard time being around that type of environment. I've always tried to be positive, but I find myself flipping or becoming negative if I hang around those kind of people. So I try to be always positive, and I just have to have God in my life to start every single day, or my whole day just goes sideways.
Yeah. Well, I hear you, and of course, you know, we support that because that's what we do. I mean, Here's why we do what we do, Tim, because you're sitting there, you're a bus driver helping kids every day, and obviously have the radio on in the bus, as you've said, and listening. We really see ourselves as a ministry of environment. We set environment for people. We set your environment in your car, in your home, your life, with your kids. Our grandkids, when they're in our car, they hear our station here. They listen to the music, hear what's being said and shared, and they're sitting in the back seat, and the kids are singing along to the songs they hear, making a difference. And that's a setup for why what we do is really an environmental ministry in terms of setting environments in people's lives and homes that can make a difference. And Tim's absolutely right. I mean, if you want to ultimately see a change in how your attitude is and how you live, be careful what you think about. Taking captive every thought, allowing whatever is right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report to fill your life. That comes from the book of Philippians. Be renewed in the spirit of your minds. So filling your life with things is amazing. It makes a difference. And of course, we're in the communication ministry business, so we do radio and podcasts and books and events. But I from a personal observation, it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, in church, I'll hear people, guys driving in or people driving into the church, and they have their windows down when it's nice weather, and I can hear whatever they're listening to in the environment they've set inside their car before they walk into church. And be very honest with you, many times it's not a worship song or gospel or hearing something setting the stage. It's something that's totally, because I'm in this business, I know this, what they're listening to. I'm thinking, they just filled their minds with that stuff going into church, coming back out, starting the car, and they're going to fill it again. And I feel for you pastors. Come on, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You get 20 minutes to share the truth with them on Sunday morning between the songs and the communion and the offering. And they go right back out the door many times. Come on, we all do this. And so Tim's right on how we fill our minds. Huge. All right, enough preaching here. Let me get to Courtney in Arizona. Hi, Courtney. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tell me, what's one thing that's made a difference in your life as far as your daily life as a result of your faith in Christ?
I would say my sister, Sarah. She's a big contribution to it, but what God's given me is my strength to continue being there and doing all I do for her. She was just diagnosed with stage 2 triple negative breast cancer, and she's currently in the hospital.
I'm sorry.
Waiting to undergo surgery.
Yeah.
And I just know he continues giving me the strength because I'm a full-time college student, a student athlete, and I'm her main caretaker. Her parents have passed away, so that forced her into independence and her being there without her parents. And so I just know that in my heart that God sent me to be here for a reason.
Yeah.
And I talked to Sam on the phone yesterday, and she said she was going to share out my sister Sarah's story today.
Yes.
And bring it up again on Friday. So
that's
if
good.
Anybody else has heard her story, we're just asking for prayers for this cancer to go away, for the surgery to go well and her to be okay, and for her health to get better.
Amen.
She has muscular dystrophy and she is non-ambulatory. She's wheelchair bound. And so she relies on her wheelchair, and her main caretaker is to help her throughout her daily life.
Mm-hmm. And you said she's your sister? I mean, what's the connection? She's your...
So we're not biologically related, but God put me in her life as her sister.
Amen.
Like, no matter what, we're sisters to the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
She calls me her sister, and I just went with it ever since.
How is this changing your life?
It changed my life for the better because I felt like it helped shape me and make me become a better person and help me be a role model for others that are in my life.
And what is her name?
My name is Courtney.
Yeah, well, what is her name? Her name?
Her name is Sarah.
Sarah? Would it be okay if I prayed for both of you?
Please.
And by the way, for listeners, Courtney mentioned Sam. Sam is on the air She's the hostess of the afternoons on our network, Family Life Radio, and maybe you've heard that, and if you missed it, it'll probably be on one of the archives. She shares that story. But let me pray for Courtney and Sarah. Lord, I pray for this young college-age student who's saying, hey, instead of going out and partying and doing the stuff that kids often do and at college, she's deciding to spend some of her energy and time and priorities in helping her sister, Sarah, walk through a very difficult time in her life. I pray that you'll bless Courtney for this and touch Sarah. I mean, you're a miracle-working God. We don't know what your plan is for her. We pray for that. But we do ask that you would touch her and that through all of this, people would be drawn to you ultimately and strengthen their faith and relationship with you. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Courtney.
Thank you so much. This is like my second time calling into the radio, the first time I talked to Sam. And I just felt God told me I need to call them. I need to talk to them. That's why I'm here.
We're here anytime, and we have our chaplains as well. If you need to talk to someone else, we're happy to do that. And Courtney, I'll be praying that school goes well for you too. And you, as you go through this in the years ahead, you'll look back and know that God has prepared you for some great days ahead. I think he's got some special things in store for a young lady who has this kind of sensitivity in her life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Randy. All right. Hope you have a blessed day.
You too.
Maybe we'll talk soon. I'll probably call again.
Well, you know where we are.
If we're going to be a mission in the ministry to help people find the purpose, right? Live their purpose and then finish strong. And a part of that is having a dream for your life or having goals for your life, because we all know that those are things that we're supposed to be doing. What does God have to say about this? And what can we learn from Scripture? It'll be very practical when it comes to setting goals and having a dream for your marriage and your family and your relationships and so on.
Excerpt, pursuing a dream worth pursuing. And what has God placed on your heart as a dream? You know, the Bible tells us that he'll give us the desires of our heart, but there's a little requisite there. It's if we delight ourselves in him. By the way, here's an interesting Bible study for you all who are interested. Look at the number of verses in Scripture and teachings in Scripture that are conditional. And what I mean by that is God's blessing is conditioned on something that we do, either trusting him, following him, obeying him, rejecting something else in our life, because he knows these things can be roadblocks or open passageways for us in our lives to better things. So there's a little Bible study idea for you. There's many, and it's good, and it's intentional living for sure. Thank you for your support, members. Thank you. God bless you. Some of you give so generously, and you have for years, and you stick with it every month. And I love you guys who, and ladies and couples and singles that say, hey, I'm just going to do it on the auto-giving program through, you know, through your EFT or through credit card, and you just do it automatically, and thank you. Just whatever God lays on your heart. We want you to be a part of it as we journey this thing together. Okay. In 1 minute, I promised to begin the show. Yesterday, I shared some survey results of most of our listening area states on the most religious and least religious states. And for some reason, I didn't get to the page for Arizona and Michigan. Which one do you all think between Arizona and Michigan is the, according to this survey, the most and least religious of the 50 states in the union? I'll tell you in just a minute.
Well, good morning, Dr. Randy. I appreciate your program very much. And my one thing that I'm doing is a recent change. I've been a believer for 40-some years now, and I've always been a prayer, and there's been some challenges in my life with my marriage, and so I've been through a whole gambit of things of how to handle the challenges, and yet there has been no change. And so my most recent one thing is in the morning before I start the day, I just slide out of bed and drop to my knees and pray and ask the Lord, number one, that I will love him with my whole heart, my whole soul, my mind, and all my strength. And then I ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance in my marriage and my day. I take a deep breath and say, we're out there together, Lord, and go for it. I don't need to give him details. I'm sure he's got it all. So I just pray that things will work out to his honor and glory. Thank you, Dr. Randy. I do appreciate your program. And even just this one thing has made some little changes in my marriage. And it's not about the changes that I see in the marriage. It's about the changes in me. And he's revealed to me the things that are hidden in my heart that need to be brought forth and prayed for and just washed clean. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, it's my one thing. I pray and remain open to his feet.
Love your stories. Hey, our comment line is always open to you 24 hours a day. Plenty of room. Share your story, what God's doing in your life. 888-888-1717. Michigan, Arizona on this survey. By the way, there's a squeaky difference between the two. but out of the 50 states, Michigan, you come in 24th, right in the middle. 24th most religious state. That's by a survey that asked these questions. 35% of Michiganders say religion is very important in your lives. 32% say you attend religious services at least monthly or at Christmas. Come on. 44% say they pray daily. 54% say they believe in God or a universal spirit with absolute certainty. That means there's a small percentage, smaller than probably well under 50% of people who believe in Jehovah God, who say they believe in the absolute certainty in Michigan. Arizona, you're 31st most religious state. The interesting thing is, you know, Michigan was 35% say religion is important, 36% in Arizona. Well, that's actually higher, isn't it? It must be these other categories. Say they attend religious services, say they pray. Yes, and less so, say they believe in God as a universal absolute certainty. And I was thinking about that. I had a chuckle to myself the other day. As though 50% of people don't believe that God is real in certainty doesn't change the reality that God is certain and God must smile. Maybe not, or maybe a tear in his eye and in his own spirit, knowing that there's so many people who miss the obvious of a loving God. We're talking about how faith changes our life. Nia in Michigan. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today, Dr.
Good,
Randy?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Tell me, how has faith made a difference in your life?
Faith has taught me to forgive more because it's so easy to keep a grudge.
Yeah.
So learning what Jesus had to endure, he still had to forgive them. I have to forgive as well. Sometimes it's several times a day I have to remind myself, like, no, you forgive that. So forgiveness is a big one.
It's been hard for you, humanly speaking?
Yeah. It has. It's something I'm better at it now, but especially in marriages, sometimes it's hard because something can happen and pick that old wound and that you just want to say some things from the past. So it's like, nope, I forgive that. So.
And how has that helped you?
That has helped me to not feel so anxious, I guess. Being filled up with so much feelings and being so tense of just knowing that I just give it to the Lord and I forgive that and it's not a weight on me anymore.
Yeah, that's good. How long you been on this journey? How long have you known Christ, Nia?
I have known Christ, really serving him truly, I will say, the last 5 years.
That's good. So you're seeing a change in your life. You're seeing growth in your life from this, aren't you?
I am, most definitely. I can't go back to how it was before. I have to keep going in this journey and being pruned. And sometimes the pruning hurts, but it's to grow different fruits in my life.
Amen. And that's to me part of the proof, the evidence that God is making a difference. All right. I think we got just enough time, Dennis, to get you in here. What's been your one thing on this faith walk?
My 30-day challenge is your 30-day challenge, just to listen, to be intentional. Man, it's been a transformational thing in my life to listen to Family Life Radio every morning as I'm driving and working DoorDash. It's transformed the relationship I thought I had with God. You know, I love God, and that's my one thing, is just to continue that.
How does that make a difference, Dennis? You get up, you do DoorDash, you're listening to the radio as you're driving. How does it impact your life? What is it that makes a difference?
I drive constantly, and I get very aggressive when I'm driving DoorDash, because it's a mindset. I have to be fast. But when I'm listening to the praise and worship music and hearing the messages, it changes. It doesn't bother me that this guy cut me off or somebody did that.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. You know, so just it takes that anger away, and it's affected the way I treat my wife. You know, I'm not so mad at home now. And I'm still working through that anger and depression and stuff that we're dealing with. We just had a child, and we have an 8-month-old daughter, and the radio station has been a godsend. We both met at a life recovery program, like a boot camp for getting back in a relationship with God and outreaches and things like that. And since we've moved to Tucson, we haven't been able to do that as much. But I still, you know, try to pray and speak with people as I work. This radio station has just reconnected both of us with God. We were foundering in a lot of ways because of our falling away from our relationship with God and the Son, Jesus, after that move. And it's just brought me so much closer in my relationship with Jesus. And I can't thank you guys enough. So that's my one thing, is to continue to be intentional. I've reset every preset on my radio to you guys. I listen on the app. So
that's good. Yeah, on the app, online, pushing the resets on the radio. We know people who do that with the rental cars, get them all set, and they're so confusing, the person will never be able to change it again, right? But seriously, hey, listen, when you hear Dennis, and we've got thousands of Dennis stories, that's why we're here. And we just want to bring you the good news. Intentional Living does it by encouraging stories and instruction on what it means to live intentionally. And throughout the day, we provide the kind of music that draws you close to Him. That's what we do. All right, I got to run. I'm Dr. Randy. See you next time. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.